The Gaelic Players Association said this week that the majority of its members would support the formalised payment of inter-county managers. It follows comments made by the president of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, in an interview with RTE last weekend, in which he talked about the need for a debate on structured payments and regulated contracts for inter-county managers. But can an organisation like the GAA retain its amateur status if managers are paid, or is paying managers just facing up to the reality that many of them are already receiving payments outside of regulated structures anyway? Well, earlier I spoke with former GAA President Nicky Brennan and asked him what he thought of the idea of paying inter-county managers. All right, Nicky, thanks for joining us. Do you think that the GAA should be open to the idea that Jarlath Burns proposed last week, the idea of paying inter-county managers in a contracted and structured way for their services?
Well, I think what Jarlath actually asked was that the matter be put on the table for discussion. I don't have a problem with that. My own view would be that I would be vehemently opposed to the payment of managers because it has a whole lot of implications for the association. You know, to simplify the matter, we have 32 counties by two teams in each county. And are the expectations and are the what's contained in a contract in terms of what's achievable and what's enforceable, can they be the same? There are multiple challenges there in relation to what would a contract look like and who's going to oversee the contracts, who has the capability of overseeing the contracts. Have we an adequate HR skill set in the association? We have some great skill set, but have we enough around the place? Termination contracts. There's a multiplicity of challenges there. Plus the fact that the team manager, and we're talking inter-county here now, first of all, is operating in an environment where plenty of professional people are assisting him in providing support to the inter-county setup.
But isn't it already the case, and we hear it anecdotally, that managers are receiving payments outside of regulated structures, and there's no way to put that genie back in the bottle, and maybe the better option is to put in place a structure to process those payments properly?
Yeah, I totally concede you're spot on there that there are remuneration of various kinds to managers under and over the table, and it's been going on for a long, long time, long before I was out there on I've come in Lothla scale, and that has been a real concern for the association, and Jarlath is right to be raising that once again. But the bottom line is that inter-county teams this year, the overall cost will somewhere between 40 and 50 million. That's 100% of an increase from the time I was president of the GA. So it is an alarming figure that's simply causing endless problems for county boards to try and meet the costs associated with that. And bear in mind, what's happening in the club scene nowadays is mimicking what's happening at the county board scene, county scene, in terms of backroom personnel and all of that as well. So costs are increasing at club scene as well. And I would just ask one question. What's the impact going to be on club volunteers? Because they're not going to stand around and see more and more people being paid and have the weekly club lotto being run simply for the purpose of paying those who are coming into the club to provide support facilities to the team.
But if you don't pay managers for their time, I mean, isn't there a pretense at play then? What is the alternative? Do you allow that pretense to go on where managers are getting paid perhaps under the table or outside of a regulated structure just because you don't want to address the problem up front?
Well, the issue is going to be at county level. To be fair to Croke Park, they have brought in a lot of discipline as regards the management of the county expenses, and they're well overseen by personnel from Croke Park and various bodies like that, the audit committee and such like. So I'm very comfortable that Croke Park is well on top of this. The issue here is if counties are not able to meet their cost, the problem is a county problem. They cannot expect Croke Park to be bailing out over expenditure on day-to-day activities. And it's going to be a big problem for counties, and it has already come to a head in a number of counties where Croke Park have had to go in and intervene in the affairs of counties to put it back on an even keel again. And it's simply people who run county boards have got to take responsibility here and make sure that they're running everything in an appropriate financial and governance way, and that it applies, because it's a sporting organisation, a voluntary organisation, that shouldn't matter. You still have to run your organisation professionally and under the right terms and terms of governance.
Does it surprise you, Nicky Brennan, that the Gaelic Players Association, which says it wants to uphold and retain the amateur status of the GAA, that a majority of its members said that they thought managers should be compensated for their time?
Well, I read what Tom Parsons said the other day. It's exactly what I would expect Tom to say. He is leading a player's body. Of course, he's not going to turn around and say a manager shouldn't get paid. I'm accepting his bona fides in terms of the fact that players don't want to get paid. But I would caution that with a big but. But if you're going to pay the inter-county manager some remuneration under a contract, it could very well be the road to other people involved in playing the physical game being remunerated as well. There's no clamour for it at the moment. I'm absolutely accepting the GPA's bona fides in that regard. But I do think that if it was to come in, of course it's going to open up the possibilities of it happening. And then you have a very, very different GA than the one we know today.
Are you saying then that if managers are paid, that down the line players would be unwilling to remain amateur if their managers are professional?
It is going to become a big issue. Of course it is. It's understandable that a player will say the guy who's dishing out the instructions is getting paid, and I'm the guy putting in the heavy shift for the 60, 70 minutes, whatever it might be. And it will start creating lots of discussions in that regard, and discussions that I would be very uncomfortable with, and it will lead to a very different association that I grew up with and have loved all my life.
That's former GAA President Nicky Brennan speaking to me earlier. After the break, are we near the end of the war in Gaza?